people. Hi, welcome. I'm glad I didn't listen to the staff. I asked them what the dress for the evening was. They told me gym clothes. Well, you know, I almost wore mine. Along about this time of day or a little later, I usually do my exercises. There's a well-equipped exercise room up there, and I get to work out with weights, do curls and presses and all that sort of thing. And I've graduated beyond the regular weights. I use the budget now. But, you know, there are a lot of joggers in Washington. You see them down around the mall every day, and there are a lot you don't see. They're in their offices running in place. They can do it without even getting out of their desk chairs. And seriously, more people are exercising today than ever before because they realize that physical and mental benefits that flow from such exertion. My enthusiasm for exercise began early and led to participation in team sports in high school and college. For 7 summers, I was the lifeguard at a River Beach Lowell Park in Dixon, Illinois. And it wasn't as great as my campus job in the winter. And then I washed dishes in the girls' dormitory. But it was a great job. I thought, of course, when I started, I'd get a lot of rewards every time I had to pull somebody out. I didn't. The only reward I ever got was a $10 bill once on the level for finding a man's upper plate that he lost it. We went off our slide, and I dived for it until it bit me, and I brought it up. But I am glad to tell you personally how important I believe your role is in promoting the fitness of Americans. And just this morning, I signed a newly expanded executive order giving the council added responsibilities in amateur sports and sports medicine. Now, I mentioned earlier that more people are exercising than ever before, and I think this council deserves much of the credit for this trend. I wholeheartedly support your efforts to, if you'll forgive me, get people off their fannies and into the fun. But I thank you for what you're doing to get them in shape, and I also know something about that program of medals for youngsters and the added benefit that has turned out from that of being able to determine with those physical fitness tests those that have become addicted to drugs in time that maybe they can be headed off and something done to save them. The federal government isn't just flabby, it's obese. And that's my particular exercise now. It's carrying all that weight is hard on America's productive heart. The government needs to reduce its bulk and strengthen its muscle. And with the help of the people and the Congress and you, between us, we're going to get the people and the economy and the government back in a fine figure. So you just keep working on the people to stay fit. I'll keep working on the budget.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the council. Mr. President, we intend to follow your program. We have a good team here. They're experienced. They're professionals. None of them are over the hill. All of them are real pros. No rookies on this team. We believe in the program, and with your support, it's great to have a president whose personal fitness is an example to follow. And with your support, that makes the job a little bit easier. We also have today, Mr. President, a little gift for you. I know that you like to chop wood. I know you enjoy chopping wood as a physical activity, and I don't know whether you have much wood to chop in Washington or if you can find much to chop. So we'd like to give you this award to help you stay in shape and help you lift the burdens of the American people. And it's the first presidential fitness award. It's a chrome set of weights engraved, and I'd like to present it to you at this time. It reads, to Ronald Reagan, a great leader and a great American. And, Mr. President, you have a traveling case to take with you on the trip. When you go on the road, you can exercise, and you might even want to keep it in the Oval Office between talks. Not even Brezhnev has this. I forgot to mention on this other weight, Mr. President, it says, stay strong.